Hey folks, this is David Shore for Corruption and Child Protective Services. I just got done watching The Sound of Freedom. And I gotta tell you, this is a movie that really gets to the heart of what the problem is in the world. It starts with this father and his two children, a boy named Miguel and his sister. And they're not a wealthy family. And this woman comes and says, hey, first talks to the daughter. Says, hey, you remember me? You sang that nice song and I heard it. She was doing a song in her room using just her flip-flops and just singing. And so the woman says, hey, she can be basically an actress or model. And what happens is, says, bring her downtown. Bring them downtown because also wanted the boy, because the boy showed up. He had a nice old soccer ball. Well, like a good father, he wants the best for his children, so he brings them down there. They go into the room. The room is 204 in this building. And she says, oh, no, you can't go in. You know, their version of the manager parent can't be in there. Come back at 7 p.m. Sure. And so, like good dad, he does that. And it's very difficult because I'm still overwhelmed. The father comes back at 7 p.m., knocks on the door. The number falls off the door. The door opens, and the room is empty. You find out right then and there, your heart sinks because mine did. And finally realizes this little boy and little girl are gone. Tim Ballard, played by Jim Caviezel. Hopefully I didn't butcher that name. He uses a read technique on one pedophile, trying to make him think that he's his friend in one of the scenes, because they buzz this guy downloading child porn. And he's with the Department of Homeland Security. As the movie goes on, he realizes one of the children happens to be Miguel that he gets. And he makes a promise to Miguel to get his sister. While he's in, I believe, Colombia. Because Department of Homeland Security is supervisor. Played by Kurt Fuller, who he was in Ghostbusters 2. Anyhow, he allows him to go down there, and he says, keep it under $10,000. Well, that didn't work out like that. Well, he Tim Ballard calls his wife, and during the conversation, his wife says, well, quit your job and go after those kids. In one scene, he's setting the whole thing up on this island. And yes, you, like a lot of people in that scene, thinking Jeffrey Epstein's Pedophile Island. they set it up. And there's like 54 children in all when they bust them. But Miguel's sister's not with them. Now, I'm giving a lot of spoilers. But let's just say that he does find her. It's a $2 billion industry, $150 million every year. They say it's going to exceed the drug trafficking and gun smuggling. For the left that seems to think that this is all propaganda, a bunch of fucking bullshit. The people that they set this up are people that are wealthy. These sex rings where a annual membership runs about $100,000 a year per person. That is per person. Now, I wonder why news agencies like CNN, MSNBC would say this and have people come on and say it's a QAnon, that it's that's a conspiracy theory. This has been going on for the longest time. Folks, what I noticed through this whole thing, and they showed Tim Ballard's testimony in Congress. Yeah. He was instrumental in spearheading tighter and stronger international laws on child trafficking and specifically child sex trafficking. Isn't it something? The man is instrumental for that. Yet they call it a conspiracy theory. That's not as high. The people that are actually fighting the Operation Underground Railroad, they're the ones that actually know the true numbers. They're the ones that are coming out. Notice that there are those people that are investigating this agency. Why? Because high-ranking people, it gets out that they are going to these sex parties. It finds out that they're members of these places, these islands. We still haven't seen Jeffrey Epstein's list. Wonder what names are on those. But folks, you need to go see this movie. And I don't like saying things like that, but I'm going to tell you. This is one of those movies that needs to be seen. The reason why I'm doing a lot of pausing is because that's how much it affected me. What if it was my daughter? What if it was your children? The father of the two children said in the movie, what if it was your daughter? What if you wake up, you go into your child's room and it's empty. One thing they said is, he said to go to angelstudios.com. You can purchase a ticket for someone who wants to see it. Now, I'd like to bring something up. I went to the 5 p.m. showing at the AMC. Not the AMC. The Cinemark. I do apologize because AMC, for some reason, has been having problems with their movies. But Cinemark, I went there and it was supposed to be packed. What happened was, it was a quarter full. You know, the seats were pretty much all. When I purchased my tickets around 1 p.m., all but three seats were available. I mean, were sold. Three seats were available. I purchased one that was right up front. I don't know if maybe people purchased tickets. And if they did, that's the reason why it was as empty as it was. But I will say this. It needs to be seen. I originally told somebody at my work not to take their kids. I will tell you, I just clicked on www.vox.com. People also ask, is the Sound of Freedom true? Sound of Freedom heavily fictionalizes the real life figure of Ballard, a Mormon with a self-reported history of work with the CIA, unconfirmed per a vice investigation, and Homeland Security, who founded OUR in 2013 out of desire to do more to fight human trafficking. Jeez. What is the Sound of Freedom based off of? Inspired by the experiences of Tim Ballard, a former Homeland Security agent who has latterly spent his career rescuing victims of human trafficking. Sound of Freedom tells a fictionalized story of Ballard's Jim Caviezel journey to Colombia to save a kidnapped brother and sister who had been seized by a woman. Is Sound of Freedom streaming anywhere? You can use a streaming service such as Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon Prime Video. You can also rent or buy the movie on iTunes or Google Play. You can also watch it on demand or on a streaming app available on your TV or streaming device if you have cable. Sound of Freedom is not available on HBO Max. Oh, wow. Now, of course, let's see. Is Mel Gibson involved with Sound of Freedom? There was a misleading report that claimed Mel Gibson was making a documentary of the subject matter. But the truth is that he is helping Jim Caviezel release the Sound of Freedom. Jim Caviezel, in the movie, stated that this movie was supposed to be released 5 years ago. Disney bought the rights and buried it. Now, why would Disney do something like that? I thought they were all about the children. Obviously, they are about the children, but apparently, they're all about the children in a different way. Because why else would you shelve something this important? Yes, am I upset? We got higher-ups. And this is the one thing that pisses me off. Well, several things. One of which is, this has been going on for decades. And Donald Trump had his picture taken with Tim Ballard. How many children were rescued under Donald Trump? How many children were rescued, period? I have a book, and if you can find it, it's on Amazon. It's called Legal Kidnapping. It's not very expensive. It's about $8 or $9. If you can afford to get it, this has been going on for a very long time. But CPS, where are they? Where is CPS? How come CPS is not doing anything about this? Child Protection Services. I thought they were supposed to be protecting the children. Apparently, they're getting kickbacks as well. Apparently, and you saw the map. You can't tell me that Child Protection Services agencies, state agencies like Department of Child Services, doesn't know that this is going on. They can't say that they know nothing. Hogan wants to run for president? Fuck him! Stinkin'! You are fucking guilty! Just as much as these sex traffickers! Anyone in these agencies who know what's going on! Hogan Moore are not coming forward! They say it's in the best interest of the child or children! Yet after watching this, I can tell they fell in their motherfucking pockets. They don't give a shit. Because if they did, guess what? We wouldn't have this. They said they're protecting the children. It really pisses me off. If Child Protection Services was actually doing their motherfucking job, Tim Ballard wouldn't have to do this. He put everything on the line. His supervisor said he was something like 10 months away from being fully vested for his pension. Tim Ballard didn't care. These kids were more important than his pension. These kids were more important. And Tim Ballard, he's got a big family. And so this is personal for him. If it was one of his kids, what would he want done? It was one of mine. If CPS hadn't gotten involved, I don't know what would have happened. I think we would have went on. We would have enjoyed Christmas, 2007, 2008. I would have been able to see my son graduate high school, see my daughter graduate high school. This movie is going to touch you. And I'm going to tell you right now, we have to do a lot more. We have to now take action. That means protesting at the Capitols, protesting in front of Child Protection Services offices. Doesn't matter what state it is. We have to do more. Sitting around is over. Break time's over. Vacation is over. Let's not wait for 2024. But if we asked Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. Hey, let's get on that for a brief moment. Hunter Biden has a child. Little girl. And guess what? They don't acknowledge that. Just like they don't acknowledge this. Really upsets me. That we have a president who has his head so far up his ass, it's not even funny. If he even knows his ass, he's got it there. News agencies like CNN and MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS. I bet the talking points tomorrow, those news agencies are going to come out and still say it's propaganda. Well, you know something? When they're selling out every showing, folks, and if you can't afford to get a ticket, go to angelstudios.com. There should be some place there where you can get a free ticket to see this movie. But I advise you to go see it. I advise you that if people have bought a ticket for you, then get it. Go see the movie. Pack these theaters. Get the word out. I don't care if you got to do a podcast. I don't care if you got to do it on YouTube, Rumble, True Social, whatever. You tell them how it affected you. Get a hold of every senator, every congressman, state and federal. You get a hold of the president. You get a hold of the vice president. That is, if she can actually understand what you're saying. As soon as I can, I'm going to try getting a hold, at least email Tim Ballard at Angel Studios. And tell him, keep up the good work. And if you're listening, Mr. Ballard, thank you. You put everything on the line. I always say that a person that puts everything on the line is an honorable person. That's a person you listen to. That's like Nancy Schaefer, former Georgia State Senator, lost her life, her and her husband, exposing CPS. Bill Bowen, B-O-W-E-N, former federal investigator. The movie Innocence Destroyed is a documentary. You can catch it on YouTube. Oh, sorry. I hit a button. Go see it. And if you think they're two separate, they're not. And I'm going to say this because I send this to Casey Hendrickson. Casey, please plug this movie. Plug my podcast here, Corruption Child Protective Services. Folks, I have not lied to you. I also tell you to check everything out. And I'll tell you right now, what we need to do, put a stop to it. What we need to do, just put the pressure on. This is not about politics. It's not about Democrat. It's not about Republican. It's about who can finally clean house. Who can finally say, we're going after the sex traffickers. We're going after the child sex traffickers. We're going after those in government agencies. And you know I'm talking about child protection services. Go after them. Let's see how they like it when they're exposed. If there's any way that we can expose them. If you are a victim of child sex trafficking or just sex trafficking, period. Let your voice be heard. Let's end this. Can't get out on Facebook. Can't get out on YouTube. Go to Rumble. Go to True Social. If you can, libraries like the South Bend Public Library. If they have a audio-visual place where you can make DVDs, do that. Take their camera. Use it right there. Tell your story. If you got to make a DVD and give them away, do it. Let's see how they like it when all of a sudden you're putting a spotlight on them. Let's see how they like it when all of a sudden the victims are speaking out. That parents are speaking out. That they're tired of it. Tim Ballard, sir, you have just fired me up. And I have to say thank you. And those that have seen Sound of Freedom, if you're not pissed off, if you are not motivated to do something, because I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I got to find out how I can do a protest and get as many people to come to the protests in front of the County City building here in South Bend, in front of, and march back and forth from the County City building to the DCS office that's only a couple blocks away. The time is now. Hopefully I can figure something out by the end of tomorrow. Mr. Ballard, unfortunately, I don't have the resources you may have had quitting your job, because I can't quit mine. But what I can do is just pass this information and hopefully I can get a protest started. Boy, if my brother Chuck could only see me now, my parents could only see me. But folks, this movie, you'll cry, you also get upset, because world leaders aren't doing a fucking thing. And one of the biggest destinations for child sex trafficking is right here in the good old United States. You saw that map? You've seen the areas. Is it no wonder? You notice it wasn't Republican or Democrat? Both state parties from both those states are guilty. And this is our government. This is the governments around the world. And Child Protection Services isn't doing a damn thing to try to prevent it. I bet they're behind this. Oh, Al-Anon, QAnon conspiracy theory and tinfoil hat. Tell Tim Ballard that. He's seen it. This went on a lot longer than my usual. I'm trying my best to come up with words, and I can't. I cannot. Do your best. Go to angelstudios.com. See where you can get free tickets. And go see the movie. I'll guarantee you, you will not be the same after you watch it. This is David Sharp for Crime Shift Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And for people like Tim Ballard, thank you. For the wealthy that are profiting off of child sex trafficking, there's a special place in hell for you. And for those that would prey upon children, the wealthy, I say, you can't take your money with you, and when you get to the other end, there's no appeal. There's no, oh, I didn't know. Because no excuse is going to be good enough.